Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Mexico's defense minister announced Mexican security forces on Thursday arrested cartel leader Ovidio Guzman. That's the son of jailed kingpin El Chapo Guzman. News of Thursday's arrest sparked violence throughout the state of Sinaloa. After allowing millions of illegal immigrants to enter the United States in the last 2 years, President Biden is blaming Republicans for the border crisis.
It's clear that immigration is a political issue that extreme Republicans are always going to run on. But now they have a choice. They can keep using immigration to try to score political points, or they can help solve the problem. They can help solve the problem and come together to fix the broken system.
3 days, 11 votes, and still no Speaker of the House. Democracy continues to run her course. As frontrunner Kevin McCarthy continues to negotiate with GOP holdouts, the voting process resumes today. The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada this week will not feature any products from Russia this year, for obvious reasons. Rich Johnson did stop by to check things out.
Some items appear to be trivial, like the refrigerator cam, but the ultimate goal is noble.
So you're not clearing out your fridge at the end of the month with stuff that you've wasted.
Making cooking easier is always popular, and a new smart hot plate remembers how you cook.
Whenever you make a recipe over and over again, the outcome is going to be more or less the same.
And traveling the world will be much easier with a real-time translation app.
I will call from my phone, and I'm listening in my language as you speak another language, and vice versa.
Once you get over the idea of using your phone to speak to someone who's right in front of you. At CES in Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
A music video being filmed in Miami, Florida at the Licking Restaurant erupted into real gunfire Thursday. The artist French Montana was not hurt. Miami 7 is reporting 10 people were injured. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Peyton Hillis, the former Cleveland Browns star who was on the cover of Madden 12 video game, was reportedly hospitalized after a swimming accident where he saved his kids from drowning in Pensacola, Florida. Peyton remains in intensive care for treatment on his lungs and kidneys, but doctors told his uncle his health is improving. Immigration in America continues to be a problem for the Biden administration.
The new rules expand on an existing effort to stop Venezuelans attempting to enter the USA, which began in October and led to a dramatic drop in Venezuelans coming to the southern border.
Today I'm announcing that my administration is going to expand the parole program for people not only from Venezuela, but from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Haiti.
Together, they represent a major change to immigration rules that will stand even if the Supreme Court ends a Trump-era public health law that allows USA authorities to turn away asylum seekers. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Brian Koberger, the 28-year-old doctoral student in criminology at Washington State University in Pullman, Washington, is just across the border from where he's being accused of murdering 4 students in Moscow, Idaho. Evidence claimed by prosecutors has Koberger's DNA in one of the rooms where some of the murders occurred. Plus, cell phone tracking records puts him at the home that early morning of the murders last month. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, good morning, America, from Maui, Hawaii. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. Michael Rubin, now a 1945 contributing editor, senior fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, and former Pentagon official. Hey, Michael, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. I wish I were in Maui.
Hey, I wish you were, too. We'd have a great time with the family and the kids and everything as quick as they're growing up. My goodness, huh? What a blessing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, I've been looking forward to this conversation because what we're going to talk about is has been lost in translation with what our State Department is not doing to prevent a slaughter. And you ask, why won't it? You know, what is going on? Break it down for our audience, if you would.
Well, what I was writing about, Bill, was what's actually going on in Nagorno-Karabakh, which is the Armenian-populated enclave, which Azerbaijan claims as its own. Now, you may recall, and your listeners may recall, that back between September and November 2020, Azerbaijan stopped its diplomatic process, laid siege to this area, and took about half of it. And satellite imagery, actually, from Cornell University shows that they destroyed a great number of churches, cultural property, as they try to erase any sense of Christian or Armenian heritage in the region. Mm-hmm. Well, as part of the ceasefire, there was one road that was supposed to be controlled by Russian peacekeepers, which would be the lifeline between the Armenian communities in Nagorno-Karabakh and the rest of Armenia. And what happened about 4 weeks ago is that Azeris blocked the road. And are essentially starving in a region of more than 100,000 people who have now been without food or medicine for, as I said, about 4 weeks. And what's strange is while the State Department acknowledges this, as does the White House, Jake Sullivan tweeted about it, they're still engaged in both-siderism, telling both sides that they need to step back from the brink. But is there really moral equivalence between those who are being besieged and those who are actually trying to starve them?
Exactly.
That's the problem. And on top of which, Antony Blinken has illegally given the Azeris more than $100 billion in taxpayer aid, which was predicated on the notion that they wouldn't resort to military means. It's time for Congress and Bob Menendez has been asking a lot of questions on this to actually stand up and say what's going on.
Yeah, this is a lot of money here, and this, as you title it, both siderism. I mean, when has that ever worked?
Well, the fact of the matter is it doesn't, and the reason it doesn't is if you equate the perpetrator and the victim. And if the perpetrator knows that the United States is always going to draw a line down the middle, then why not take even more extreme action and shift that line that's going to be drawn no matter what down the middle? But the important thing to realize, Bill, is it's not just about the Christians in Nagorno-Karabakh or the enclave of Artsakh, as they call it. Mm-hmm. But if the United States allows Azerbaijan to get away with starving 100,000 people here. And if the Biden administration laughs and jokes with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed after he did the same thing to 500,000 Christian Tigrayans, then what's going to be next?
Yes,
and the
exactly.
fact of the matter is, it seems that we're setting up a precedent where the United States just turns a blind eye to the deliberate starvation of whole communities. And when dictators around the world see that, they're going to try to eliminate their religious minorities, their Christians, and other communities, which they find to be inconvenient.
Yeah, this seems to be all part of that bigger globalist plan, does it not, Michael?
Well, perhaps. But what also gets me, Bill, is you have someone like USAID Administrator Samantha Power, who rose to prominence by saying that the United States needs to respond to genocide as it's happening. It needs to preempt it. It needs to prevent it from happening. Now, she wants to be Secretary of State, and cynically, after talking a great deal about genocide, she's now keeping her mouth shut because I guess the slaughter of 100,000 Christians in Nagorno-Karabakh is the price you got to pay if you want to be Secretary of State, and to me, that's disgusting.
It absolutely is. And again, when I say part of the greater plan, I mean, look, we saw what just happened in Egypt. At the latest climate change, when they unrolled and just said, okay, here's your new God world. And they came up with their own Ten Commandments, going to Mount Sinai. I mean, all the illustration and everything is a turnover. I mean, the God of the universe, the Almighty God himself is being replaced by this new God brought to you by the Green Agenda warriors.
Well, I think, Bill, what you've just done is give me inspiration for a new article to write over at 1945, which is that National Security and Defense site. But what really strikes me just when I look at the trees instead of the forest, and I commend you for identifying the forest through the trees, is that whenever, I mean, you know, I travel a lot in Africa.
Yes.
The past year I've been to Mozambique, Central African Republic, and so forth, is when these leaders in those countries, notoriously corrupt leaders, talk about climate change, what they want is a massive bailout. And that money isn't going to fight climate change such as it is. It's simply going to go into their pockets. If we're going to bestow millions and millions of dollars on them in countries that don't have capacity, that are desperately corrupt, that money's going to disappear. When I talk to Africans on the ground in places like Liberia, Central African Republic, what they say is we need more school teachers. We need actually capacity in our judiciary. Why do you keep talking about climate change? It may be virtue signaling on your part. It may be part of this new religion you're talking about, but it not only doesn't do us any good, it actually does us harm by sparking more dysfunctional corruption.
Yeah, it really does. And the result is more deaths, which is all consistent, again, with the driving ideals of these globalists, Michael, that just believe that 8 billion people in the world is too much and the earth cannot sustain it. Somehow they know better than God himself.
Well, you know, back when I was doing environmental biology in the university, and as you remember, that's what my first degree is in,
right,
and not the soft environmental biology that they or environmentalism they sometimes teach today, but the hard science aspect of it, I had to read Paul Ehrlich, who was recently on 60 Minutes, CBS 60 Minutes, talking about how the world can no longer sustain this. Well, he was talking about the same thing back in the 1970s, when we only had 3 billion people, and yet look how much wealthier the world is now. He was talking about how global warming was going to cause mass famine. Well, 40 years ago, he was talking about how global cooling was going to cause mass famine. He has literally never made a correct prediction, and yet he's still being honored by these conferences, and people are willing to say, well, maybe he was wrong the last 9 times, but maybe the 10th time is the charm. That's not the way you gamble the fate of the world.
Exactly. This is the way progressives work. I mean, I remember this quote from Henry Kissinger. This was a speech to the WHO Council on Eugenics of February of 2009. He says, once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood of organ donation for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. This is Henry Kissinger, mind you. Control sheep's minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, and many of you in this room are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin the herd and the herd pays us for extermination services. How diabolical. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. See, when we open up the hood of the machinations of these progressives, this is the real agenda that's taking place. More from Dr. Michael Rubin after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Dr. Michael Rubin off the air, and he has to point a question. And when I had checked into the Henry Kissinger quote, there was some doubt about whether or not that was actually spoken of Dr. Kissinger. And Michael, I appreciate you questioning that because, you know, as I'm checking into other sources, evidently this has gotten a little bit of traction. And we've got people, you know, checking this out and, you know, saying, look, there's not even a council on eugenics that exists as part of the WHO. So this may be it may be a fake assigned you know, quote.
But Bill, I think it's also a situation where you have a lot of quotes that are attributed to people like Mark Twain or Albert Einstein or even Winston Churchill. Mm-hmm. And while the sentiment is true, people then assign it, I mean, retroactively assign it to one of these big names simply because, I mean, the sentiment is so true. And in this case, whether Henry Kissinger spoke it or not, unfortunately, there are too many people who make this sort of calculation. I think Anthony Fauci is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and once you, you know, and this is the thing sometimes, as you said, the misassignment of a quote brings it into question, but it doesn't necessarily validate the sentiment. I guess that's what you're saying, and I would agree with that. And not to, you know, oh, I want to be right about it. Again, in the spirit of what this show is all about, and when we bring on experts like, you know, Dr. Michael Rubin to address these issues, it's that we're able to have a conversation at a higher level, getting it out of the emotional. Let's approach it from the intellectual, where it's facts over emotion or facts over, you know, any kind of perception, and let's drill down on this. This is what I appreciate about the format of the show and the quality of the guests, so that you can own your own knowledge. You know, check this out for yourself. But as you say, the growing, you know, sentiment and the perception I think that most people have, which makes, you know, this this quote, you could say somewhat believable, is that this is kind of what's been perpetrated on the world, has it not?
That's absolutely right, and I would urge your listeners actually to look up Paul Ehrlich, Ehrlich, who is a gentleman who was recently featured on 60 Minutes, who has made a career of talking about overpopulation. The way to deal with overpopulation would be mandatory birth control. This is the type of logic which is out there, which has been repeatedly proven wrong, and I might say this is the type of logic which Mao Zedong in China perpetrated when for 36 years he had the one child policy, for which now China is paying a huge price.
Right. Well, again, we get back to, you know, the basics. I mean, now you have you have the WHO involved in creating this new religion, which is always an exchange. I mean, whenever God is replaced, you move God out of the conversation and out of the public square, something has to come in and replace. And all, you know, from the history of mankind, there's always been an offering. There's always been a golden calf exchange of some sort. And with that golden calf comes an agenda and a different program altogether. And Michael, consistently, every time that occurs, carnage happens in its wake.
I think you're absolutely right there. I mean, people are, you know, some people fall away from church, fall away from the religion, and basically don't understand that they're not introspective enough to realize they're always seeking to replace that void. And when you replace that void with something else, it turns out to be a disaster. We find that the most coherent, healthy societies are those of faith, whatever the faith is, the religious faith, and we shouldn't forget it. There is no easy way out. There is no way to replace the family, to replace the belief in God, to replace the moral system with some short-term political agenda.
Yeah, we lose respect for man. I mean, we saw this happen in the Holocaust time and time again. When you start looking at others as less than, this is, again, why, you know, we are reminded that we are made in the image of God. We are holy and sanctified. You know,
and when we,
go ahead.
No, I mean, basically, when we look at people who dissent from whatever the political narrative is, whether it's climate change, whether it's some of the COVID mandates and so forth, we see basically those who claim to be progressive turning into the modern day equivalent of the Spanish Inquisitors, who are willing to deem out extreme punishment upon anyone who differs from their orthodoxy. And we see that, for example, when people are denied, children are denied liver liver transplants and that sort of issue because they refuse to take the vaccine, mind you, because they've already had COVID and so have natural immunity. It's absolutely ridiculous, the willingness to kill children simply because they won't agree with you politically or their families won't is something I never thought I would see.
Yeah, well, this is a prevailing sentiment, is it not, that continues to grow and it's been dangerous? I mean, you've reported on this. Others have talked about it as well over the decades. And here we are. And, Michael, I don't know how we can stop it. I mean, this is like such a big issue. It's almost, I mean, sometimes I think, you know, God, we need you. We need you. We need you in such a dramatic way. Because even the Bible talks about how God interferes with things, lest, you know, all of creation would be destroyed at the hands of man.
Well, let me put it this way, Bill, that if we look at neoconservatism, and let's not go into the Iraq war or anything like that, mm-hmm. It started as a backlash to the excesses and the extremists of 1960s leftist culture. The question is right now, and this is water cooler talk at various think tanks, among the current progressive movement that is just going so extreme, mm-hmm. Are there going to be any dissenters from within who can lead that new moderate movement to basically say, hey, look, the emperor has no clothes, or Al Gore isn't wearing any clothes, whatever you want to say? I mean, is there going to be this counter movement from within? Intellectually, that's what needs to happen. And ultimately, I do have some hope that we will become so extreme, the left will become so extreme, that we are going to see some folks say, hey, look, all this talk of intersectionality, all this racial sort of obsession, it's leading us nowhere, it's counterproductive, it's racist itself, and perhaps the clarion call is going to come when the Supreme Court outlaws affirmative action, which is long overdue.
Exactly. Well, we're starting to see bonfires of this. Franklin Graham has referred to it. You know, some of us have thought, okay, is there another Gandhi perhaps in the wake of all this on the horizon? You know, some moral force that can speak out to this, speak out to this insanity in such a way that it can, gain traction, because people are beginning to see, as you say, is that Al Gore is naked in all this. I mean, even Greta Thunberg at the recent WHO climate confab said this is all a fake. So since she gets replaced, we've got a new Greta 2.0 now in the offing. Yeah. Because she's not, she sees it for what it is, that it's really not about climate change. It's about a different agenda all dressed in this.
Greta herself has said the problem is capitalism, and she doesn't realize, as my former boss Arthur Brooks has said, that more than 2 billion people have been lifted out of poverty in Asia and Africa over the last couple decades because of free market reforms. I don't think she's a tree counter. She doesn't see the forest.
No, you're exactly right in that point. But even a tree counter can, catch as someone says, a blind squirrel can even catch a nut, find
exactly.
A nut once in a while, right? And so sometimes people land on the truth even by accident, and that's okay. But in a sense, this contributes to the greater good. Is that, again, as we started this segment, you've got to own your knowledge. You've got to look into this and take a look at what's going on. This is not going away. Progressives never go away. They just keep progressing, right?
Exactly.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for the insight, as always. How can people be in touch with you?
They can go to the AEI website, www.aei.org.
And also now as a contributing editor for 1945?
I push out on Twitter, mrubin1971, all my written work. So that's the way to follow me and my 1945 columns.
Dr. Michael Rubin, 1945 contributing editor, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and former Pentagon official. Michael, Happy New Year to you and the family. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year to you, too. Bye-bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your
paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Mexico's defense minister announced Mexican security forces on Thursday arrested cartel leader Ovidio Guzman, son of jailed kingpin El Chapo Guzman. News of Thursday's arrest sparked violence throughout the state of Sinaloa. 3 days, 11 votes, and still no Speaker of the House. Democracy continues to run her course as frontrunner Kevin McCarthy continues to negotiate with GOP holdouts. The voting process resumes today. After allowing millions of illegal immigrants to enter the United States in the last 2 years, President Biden is blaming Republicans for the border crisis.
It's clear that immigration is a political issue that extreme Republicans are always going to run on. But now they have a choice. They can keep using immigration to try to score political points, or they can help solve the problem. They can help solve the problem and come together to fix the broken system.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Liz Peek is with us. Former top-ranked Wall Street analyst and Fox News contributor. Hey, Liz, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm delighted to join you.
Always good to have you here, especially to kind of calm me down after President Biden. He makes this statement about the border. He's been ignoring it for 2 years, and he wants to blame the problems at the border on the Republicans. This faux outrage, you know, from the president. It's like you wonder, are people really seeing this, or is it just me?
Well, the alarming thing is, Bill, as you know, is not that Joe Biden's trying to hoodwink people into thinking this is all the fault of the Republicans, even though, by the way, before he took office, the border was pretty secure. But the really tragic thing is a whole lot of people out there are going to believe him. And they believe that Republicans are anti-immigrant, which is not true at all. What Republicans are is anti-illegal immigration, because we think that there is a system in place that appropriately guards our borders, which now are truly in crisis mode. We have a humanitarian crisis at the border, a fentanyl crisis, sex trafficking, people smuggling, all kinds of things. 100 people on the terror watch list crossing into our country illegally last year. I mean, it just goes on and on. And, I know that Biden's going to go to the border and it'll be a very sanitized visit. They'll clean everything up and he'll talk to one or two people and then get out of town, because should he hang around for a day or two, he's going to see the thousands of people who are crossing into our country every day. He's talking about a program legally permitting 30,000 a month. You know, in November, I think the number was something like 256,000. So
right.
We're not even – he's trying to put a Band-Aid on a wound that is requiring a tourniquet is not going to work. What we need is enforcement, and there's no indication that this government is willing to put a whole lot of people on an airplane, publicize it broadly, and send them back where they came from. That's what has to happen.
Exactly. Well, you know, he talks about the Republican Party being disingenuous and not serious. I mean, he is the one that hasn't been serious about it. And the thing is, I still question, you know, these polls that come out that say, you know, still there are, you know, 30% of, you know, of voters that still approve of what Joe Biden is doing. And I'm going, what am I missing here? I mean, who's got a thumb on a scale here? Who are these 30%? Because I don't run into them in my cycles, in my circles.
Yeah. Well, I don't either. And I think, what I was going to say is the people who are saying, this is all okay, are people who have not lived on the border, and they don't live in sanctuary cities or states, which now actually, thankfully, are beginning to bear some of the cost of all this. Here's why I think that's a good thing. Up until Governor Abbott of Texas and Governor DeSantis of Florida began shipping tens of thousands of people to the sanctuary cities like New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, et cetera, the rest of the country had no idea what was going on at the border. I'm sure you saw there was a survey out recently showing most Americans think, well, you know, maybe 100,000 people
right.
come in the country illegally. No, 2 million people
exactly.
came in illegally last year. So that those governors, by making this not just a border town crisis, but an every town crisis, have really done the country a great service, because now it's not just an awareness issue. Even the liberal media could not ignore what was going on in New York or Philadelphia or Chicago and D.C. Now the whole country is aware of it. And also they're aware, Bill, finally, that there is a cost to this.
Exactly.
Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, has come out and said, you know what? We can't afford this. He wants $1 billion from the federal government, which is probably high, but when you consider feeding and housing tens of thousands of people, not to mention giving them free health care and free education for their kids, the truth is it's a big number, and the federal
exactly.
government is nowhere near stepping up to that.
Well, what happened to that new facility there, and what was it, Staten Island that they had built out?
Yeah.
You know, what happened with that?
Nothing. They opened the doors and no one came. So now I think they've shut it down again.
Wow. I mean, here it is. You had all the, you know, gaming consoles, you know, televisions and everything. I mean, this looked pretty nice, but I guess they figured they'd much rather stay in Manhattan because they can enjoy, you know, these 5-star hotels, right?
Well, look, I think whenever you're being herded into a government-run facility, you're kind of pretty much aware that, first of all, it's an isolated place. You're not going to be able to go and mingle with members of your community or whatever. And by the way, you're the person, excuse me, who made me realize that one of the reasons Hispanics are so opposed to this great illegal surge is because those people go to the Hispanic communities.
Exactly.
And it is those people who are here legally who are footing the bill and having to deal with an awful lot of strangers in their midst. So, you know, I just think this whole thing is untenable. Look, Joe Biden is the falsest thing that he can possibly say is, oh, my gosh, Republicans haven't immediately latched on to an immigration proposal that I threw their way. They're not serious. That argument has been going on for 40 years, Bill. No one has been able to come up with a solution. Actually, Donald Trump offered up a lot of
right.
aspects of immigration reform that most of the people in the country agreed with. Things like, let's have a merit-based immigration program. Let's bring people into the country who have skills to share.
Exactly.
Or other reasons why they really are an attractive addition to our country. Somehow that's completely gone away.
Exactly. Well, you would think, you see, one of the first things you'd want to do is to determine you know, what kind of asset is crossing the border? Because then we
yeah.
can put them on a career path. And guess what? If they're on a career path, they're not going to be left up to their own devices and be part of the problem and enter into a whole crime, you know, syndicate.
Well, no question. Everything about this is wrong, including the fact that these people, while they're in our country, going through the asylum process, I think this is true, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're not allowed to work. So we have a labor shortage in this country. Mm-hmm. At least we should be allowing some of these people to pay their own way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I think most of them cannot get papers until they've gone through the process, which, as we know, takes 2 to 4 years. So I may not be totally right on that, and I hesitate to declare that that's true, but mm-hmm. that's my impression. And so everything about it is upside down.
Exactly. Well, the thing is that it is upside. It's insane because whether or not they're allowed to work, they're in the shadows. Everything about their existence is in the shadows. And now what you're looking at is you're looking parts of the country. I mean, this was what gave rise to the mafia, because they knew they couldn't rely on, they couldn't rely on the government or local officials. But guess what? They've got somebody in their local community that is now running these communities. It's almost like they have their own fiefdoms. But all that's being ignored, Liz. But when you're at the ground level and you're in these communities, look at you can find out real quick who's in charge.
Yeah, that's interesting, and that's quite alarming. I don't know as much about that as you do. All I know is that the country, can we afford it? Yes, but people are going to have to understand that at some point, people coming into the country illegally, and we've seen this in California, begin to edge out citizens. By the way, we've seen it in New York, too.
Mm-hmm.
Citizens' opportunity to access the shelter programs, the educational programs, et cetera. If you're a New York City parent and you're not thrilled that all of a sudden your class expands to 40 people from 25, look very hard at who those extra 15 people are and what kind of services they require, because they're probably not English speaking.
Exactly.
This is a real problem, and it's a hardship for Americans.
And it's all at the expense of your kids and
exactly.
the taxes that you paid into it, expecting public education to operate at a certain level of production. And they can't. I mean, they already complain when classes get, beyond 20 students. And all it takes is one or two kids that don't understand English that the teachers have to spend more time with. And it compromises everybody. I mean, again, the teachers unions, all this stuff that we're talking about, Liz, it's just commonsensical. But, that's left the building, it seems.
Oh, sadly. Years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay right where you are. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month? What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Liz Peek continues with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. You know, Liz and I were talking off-air here that, it's interesting to note, we've been talking about it all week long, is the resistance against Kevin McCarthy. I mean, you've got these people that are dug in, and, this chorus that's coming, from the Hannitys of the world and others that are just so outraged that, a small group of people are holding Congress hostage. You know, how disgusting this is that, the things get delayed for, a couple of days. I think this has been the problem with our government. It's moved so fast that before you know it, you're $31 trillion in debt. And I think to the credit of these 21 people who are holding out, there's something there. There's more here to be discerned. And it seems, Liz, that the mainstream media or others for that matter just are not inquisitive enough to say, okay, what really is at issue here in voting for Kevin McCarthy?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised, honestly, that so, for example, several days ago, they published a list of their demands. This is really before the voting began and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a group in the House, the Freedom Caucus, mostly Freedom Caucus guys, basically saying, here's what we don't like that's going on in the House. Here's what we want to change. And some of the stuff, I mean, I would say most of it is stuff that most of us would agree with. Things mm-hmm. like no more dropping 4,000-page bills on a desk and saying you have 10 hours to vote. No, it's mm-hmm. unacceptable. It should be 72 hours. Let's have more single subject bills. I've written about this. There's no reason why every policy should be just laid out in multi-hundred page bills that have 16 irrelevant things stuffed in there because it's so hard to come to a vote. There are things everyone is incensed that a group of five people, it was initially five people, mm-hmm. could call a vote more or less of support for the House leader or toss him out. Well, that was in place, but actually Thomas Jefferson put that rule in place, and it existed from, I think it was 1801 to 2018. Pelosi got rid of it because she was so worried that the squad was going to bounce her or call a vote every 10 minutes because they didn't like what she was doing. Okay, that should be back. People should be able to say, if we don't like the leadership of our party and the way you're guiding the House, we should be able to call a vote of confidence in
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Right.
So there are a lot of things I think that were quite sensible. I don't like the fact that this has gone on for so long. I really don't think it should go into next week. And I honestly think we're getting to the place, if Kevin McCarthy is unable to corral his own members in the House, what kind of leader is he going to be? I think it's very seriously time for him to think about somebody else and to rally people around a Jim Jordan. I know he says he doesn't want it, but maybe he needs to take on this role for a couple of years. Or maybe McCarthy says to everybody, okay, look, I'm going to do this for 2 years. That's what Nancy Pelosi did. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get out of town. You know, then right. I'll let you be.
Right.
But there, he has to move the needle. It's at 12 votes now, isn't it? 12, I think.
Something like
or
that.
Or maybe
yeah.
today's
right.
the 12th that yeah. have not really shown much progress. The American people are just beginning to think this looks insane.
Well, it does, because here you know, and this is where the Democrats are just relishing in all this. I mean, they've been handed this, this football in such a way as is here. You know, hey, we're in here. Just go ahead and spike it right in the face of Republicans
yeah.
and everybody that voted for Republicans, right?
Yeah, but honestly, I don't care what the Democrats think. This yeah. is the big outrage du jour. Most of the country isn't really as tuned into this as you and I are. I don't think it looks great, but the truth is I don't think Democrats all singing from the same hymnal every minute of every day is very impressive either. I mean,
yes, I agree.
Caucus yeah. that Nancy Pelosi stomped on them and got everyone to go along all the time. That speaks to me of not much ideological core or freedom of expression.
Right. Right.
You know, for example, one of the demands is that they want to have open debate. And yes. amendments on the floor.
What a novel concept, right?
Yeah, yeah. and there hasn't been that since, I think, 2016 was the last time you actually had an amendment proposed from the floor in an open debate. I mean, that's ridiculous. This yes. is supposed to be a house of open debate, and it has not been.
Right, exactly, where you can... you can adjudicate that you can discuss ideas. This is where brilliance is born in the process of debate and contention, is it not?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And disagreement. You mm-hmm. know, that's a perfectly acceptable place to be, basically.
Yeah, I agree. So, what bottom line, what is the problem with Kevin McCarthy as you see it?
Well, I'd say two things, and let's give Kevin McCarthy some credit for having really rebooted the conservative movement in the 2009-10 era when he and Paul Ryan and Eric Cantor came out with Young Guns. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
He really was a very powerful force in putting conservatism back on the plate. And by the way, a lot of stuff those guys talked about in their book, and it became the platform for 2010, which, by the way, engineered the biggest victory for Republicans since 1948. I mean, mm-hmm. they really had clout, and the American people listened. What did they talk about? Smaller government, less spending, all the things that people now are yelling about because they're so angry that Kevin McCarthy and McConnell and others went along with the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending package, which I think was a horror show.
Yes.
So we've kind of come full circle. These are the things Republicans are supposed to stand for, and people are worried that we no longer stand for it and that the leadership has been okay with that. It is not okay.
Exactly. Well, you and I talked about this, Liz, last year, and that is that they could surrender, you know, basically a year of their tenure. And this is what they did. In fact, the Democrats, when the tables were turned, they were able to, convince McConnell and everybody, we'll do a continuing resolution yeah. till January. So the Democrats, yeah. when they were in power, could take over the budget and start from day one. And here, yeah. the Republicans, I mean, it's like, wait, I mean, this is pretty stupid. I mean, I can't even say it's a mistake.
I know. I think a lot of it was McConnell being worried about conservatives in the House refusing to go along with Ukraine spending or whatever. I mean, I think McConnell was very worried that the House was going to be disruptive. Now we've seen
right.
that he, in fact, was right. But I agree. Giving over to Democrats the crafting of budget year number one, my understanding is, Bill, having read, tried to find out fact on this, is that's never happened before. It's always been a continuing resolution. So the change in parties can be made manifest in the oncoming year budget. So that was, I think, a huge problem. By the way, the other thing people are unhappy about with McCarthy, some say it's, they accuse him of having sponsored and backed candidates for the House in the midterms who were kind of his group, that, that they would support his speakership. And some of those people lost, costing the GOP seats. And conservatives, some of them aligned with the Freedom Caucus, think that their candidates were really beaten up in primaries, so they possibly lost, but that they had better candidates.
Well, you know, and some of this is getting into a little bit of the small ball here, but part of the strategy or the failed strategy is that you always have to be ahead of it. This is what leadership does. And I think that Kevin McCarthy took it for granted and, you know, thought that, you know, with this idea that I've earned it. You know, I'm entitled for this. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's language that conservatives, you know, that's an anathema to conservative, that you earn something. No, I mean, and that's not to come from you. That comes from other people to say,
that's
Kevin McCarthy has earned it because this is what he's done. But when he's saying it himself, I think he invalidates his candidacy.
Yeah, I think that was a big miss. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, late last night there was word that there was some movement. I don't know what the number of people. It seems to me there's still four or five people who are just saying never. I'm never going to vote for him, and I don't think he has much margin there. I think, you know, as I say, I think it may be time for him to start proposing someone else or making the final concession that yes, I'm going to serve, but very, very briefly.
Yes, exactly. No, I think that's that is an exceptional alternative. He's got to come up with something because otherwise he's eviscerating himself and his leadership in such a way that he will be a leader in name only.
Yeah, and you kind of at some point you kind of say, okay, what's good for the country? The good for the country is I step back and I let Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan or somebody else who can get to the 218 number become speaker. You know, that's, I think, what probably has to happen. But we'll see. Maybe there's maybe he's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat today, and miraculously these 20 guys are going to come on board. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on the human side of things, maybe a way to wrap this up is to talk about the good news of Damar Hamlin. But when you see captured the hearts of Americans, I mean, people are praying for him and raising, you know, millions of dollars for his foundation.
I know. It's such a nice thing to see, isn't it? And I must say, I was very unhappy to see immediately people going to, well, football is such a violent game. The reason the whole country stopped and watched this has never happened before.
Exactly.
So, you know, there is a lacrosse player, I've forgotten what team, who got hit in exactly the same place with a ball, hard ball, and died of a heart attack. I mean, there is a vulnerability in their body, and maybe that's what happened here. We will know later, I suppose. But, oh, my goodness, I'm so glad that his, I guess his neurological tests look okay, right?
Yeah, exactly. They say that he looks to be on the mend and able to come to complete function was the latest report that I saw from medical professionals. So that is great news. We'll continue to pray for him. Liz Peek, as always, we appreciate the time. Happy New Year. Take care.
Happy New Year, and thanks for having me.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.